Chapter 9. Alexa Explains Everything. When Paloma got home from school the next afternoon, a reply from Daniel was waiting for her. While she was reading it, Marta knocked at the door and came into the room. She came and stood beside Paloma and read the email too. Daniel was brilliant. He made her see the Alexa problem so clearly. He compared Alexa's friend Helen to Eva. She was the same kind of person. They're both people who like talking about their friends behind their backs. They're not true friends, and you can't trust them, he wrote. If you want to know something about someone, the best thing to do is to ask that person instead of talking to others. Then he talked about the problem with her parents. At first, Paloma was a little embarrassed that Marta would see that she had been discussing family problems with Daniel. But Marta didn't seem to mind. It was a good idea to write to Daniel, she said. Very often, a person outside a situation can see things more clearly. Daniel is very intelligent. I'm sure he'll give you good advice. In Daniel's opinion, they shouldn't start asking their parents difficult questions yet. They should wait for a short time and see how things developed now that they were living in a new place. Marta and Paloma decided to do as he suggested. At the break the next morning, Paloma decided to take Daniel's advice about Alexa. Alexa, I want to discuss something with you, she said. I'm happy that I met you, and I like being your friend, but there's something I don't understand. Why do you never want to see me after school or at the weekends? I want you to meet my family and to see my room. I'd also like to meet your family and come to your house. To Paloma's surprise, Alexa started to cry. Oh no, not again, she said. Finally, Alexa stopped crying. My other friend, Helen, asked me the same questions, she explained. I told her it was impossible for me to take her home, and she told everyone that I was a snob and that I thought I was better than everybody else. I knew what she was saying about me, and it wasn't true. I was just frightened to invite anybody home. But why, Alexa? Paloma said. You can tell me the truth. If you've got a problem, I'd like to help you. I'm not sure. Let me think about it, Alexa replied. Anyway, there's no time to discuss anything now. It's time for our next lesson and we must go. Paloma wasn't happy, but there was nothing she could do. At the lunch break the next day, Alexa said to Paloma, Okay, Paloma, let's have lunch together, just the two of us. I'd like to tell you the truth. The two girls found a table in the corner of the canteen and sat down. The truth is this. I've got a sister called Katie, and she's severely mentally handicapped, Alexa began. She's 2 years older than me, but she acts very strangely sometimes. She's also got a weight problem because she's always in a wheelchair and she never exercises. She also eats lots of sweets and chocolate. That's why I'm so careful about my diet and calories. I don't want to be fat like Katie. Alexa was silent for a moment, and then she continued. Once, when I lived in Valencia, I invited a friend called Sandra to my house. Sandra was very frightened when she saw Katie and told everyone terrible stories about my family. After that, I decided not to take people home anymore. Nobody wanted to be my friend anyway. I was too frightened to explain all this to Helen last year. I just said I couldn't take her home because of my family. She used her imagination and invented the rest. That's a terrible story, Paloma said when Alexa had finished. But you don't need to worry about me. I'm not going to stop being your friend because of your sister. It's not her fault or yours. Please come to my house tomorrow after school and we can do our homework together. Okay, why not? Said Alexa happily. Thanks for understanding. The two girls finished their lunch, and then they went to their lesson together. Alexa had a very nice time at Paloma's house the next day and enjoyed meeting her family. Of course, she didn't meet Paloma's dad because he wasn't there for dinner. "I had a great time, Paloma," Alexa said as she was leaving. "I'll come again. I really like your family." The following weekend, Alexa invited Paloma to her house. Paloma was a little worried, as she'd never met a mentally handicapped person before, and she didn't know how she would react. "Just behave normally," said her mum. "Don't worry, I'm sure it'll be okay."